Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for May 5th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
I'm good. Feeds have been crazy. Really, super exciting. Also, my phone died, so it's been a really great 24 hours.
It's always fun when your phone dies, yeah.
I had to buy an alarm clock. That's my alarm clock, because I was like, I don't know how to wake up. And I was like, stupid millennial. And I was like, oh, wait, that's me. I can't be so dependent on my phone. Anyway, so it's been rough. It's been rough, but we're here to talk about stuff.
Yeah, stuff. Well, hey, look, just because you rely on your phone to wake up doesn't mean that you're any worse than previous generations who, you know, relied on their alarm clock to wake up.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. And then before that, the rooster, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's seriously just one generation after another has their own problem. What if the rooster dies? You can't wake up in the morning.
Exactly. we just have more efficient methods.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I'll go with that. I like that. That makes me feel better about myself.
We are here to update you on everything that happened on the live feeds yesterday on Big Brother Canada 6. And, feeds were down for most of the day. Not a lot happened. They did the awards. I believe Kayla said she won three of them, but she counted Johnny's fighting as one of them that she won. Yeah. I don't know. Not much to update there. There really, really was not a whole lot going on. They're all just waiting for the veto. They were surprised that the veto was coming. Paris in particular, got a bit tipsy at the awards ceremony and, was surprised to find that they were going to have the veto competition. I don't understand, why you would do this to yourself. You know that the veto has to be coming up. Even if you don't think it's going to be today, you have to assume it might be today. Like it's either going to be today or tomorrow, right? So like, what do you do? This is the most important veto competition of the entire season. And you're like, oh, it's fine to just get drunk.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what she thought the contest was going to be. Like, maybe this would be advantageous in some way. It's like, oh, it's actually a breathalyzer veto competition. So whoever blows the highest wins, right? That's how that works.
As if she needs any more disadvantages heading into a competition.
Well, so if you talked about, you know, why Paris was able to sort of pull out this HOH win, because she got ahead, she felt comfortable. So she's just trying to feel comfortable going into the veto competition. It's now part of her strategy.
Yes, taking the edge off, not getting nervous.
Exactly.
So that happens. And then really the only other thing of note, it definitely scared some people. I had people messaging me like, Taryn, what is happening right now? Is this true? Is this true that Derek's going to cut Kayla? I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Derek had a conversation with Will where they made a fake final two, final three deal where Derek said if he won the veto, he would cut Kayla and save Will. And Will said, the same. They were both lying though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Derek, you know, afterwards was like, there's no way this is going to happen. I have to cut Will. And then when Will and Paris had a conversation, you know, Will was like, absolutely, I have to cut Derek. With Will though, you never know, right? I mean, considering that Derek with his convincing during the veto competition was able to get Will to step down, I guess you sort of never know, but I really do think that this is a fake from both sides and that Will would cut Derek and Derek would cut Will.
Yes, Paris and Will are both planning on cutting Derek. Obviously, Will is the only one that has that ultimate decision, but you know Paris is going to be influential in that decision. So the fact that Paris is also on board says a lot about the fact that if they have won the veto, they will be cutting Derek. Mm-hmm. All, of course, though, always subject to change, especially with these crazy characters. But for right now, they plan on cutting Derek, and Derek plans on cutting Will. As you mentioned, he said to himself after the conversation, mm-hmm. like, you can do this. You got to cut Will, going to take Kayla, so on and so forth. So he is not the Drew that was promised.
No. I mean, I really think that conversation that they had about, oh, I'm going to be bitter, you know, which really it sort of initially came from Derek, but realizing that Kayla would do the same thing. I think he knows that that's not a risk that he's willing to take. And so, yeah, they're going to cut each other. So we'll see.
Yeah.
If only we knew who won veto. Wow. Yes.
So then the feeds go down for the veto competition. They're out for the vast majority of the night. By the time the feeds come back up, everyone is sleeping. So we still do not know who won the final four veto. We do not know who will be coming into the final three. It's looking like it's going to stay. I have the feeds on right now. And Kayla and Derek sleeping next to each other in a bed. And then Paris is sleeping and Will's in another bed next to her sleeping. So that's the live feed update.
Riveting stuff. My favorite part is people trying to analyze who won based on how they're sleeping. So somebody was like, oh, well, Will is really restless. So that means that he's not safe. He must not have won because he's not sleeping well. It's like, okay, yeah. Okay, sure. Like, that's fun.
Yeah. And Kayla and Derek, they're cuddling. So that must mean that they won, or it means that they're spending their last night together. Who knows?
No one knows.
It would be lovely if we could, as Peggy says in the chat, get some information before the podcast ends. Then we could react to that. We could be like, oh, wow, Paris won. Unbelievable.
Like sending my mental energy to Toronto. Be like, okay, let's wake up.
Yeah. They usually takes them a while to wake up, though. And then you have to wait until they talk about the veto. So hopes are not high. Mm-hmm. But we'll hang out for a little bit. There's a little bit more to talk about before we wrap this up. If you want to join us in the chat room on rawpazawebsite.com, we have the chat wing chat room open right now. You can head there and ask us some questions, or you can send them to me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, and we can talk about some stuff with that. You know, hey, since we're just chatting here, we have an amazing race update. Yesterday, the news from TMZ was it was going to be an all Big Brother Amazing Race season, and I was like, I don't know, guys, I don't know. Then Reality Blurred came out mm-hmm. saying, okay, no, it's not all Big Brother. It's like previous Amazing Race teams versus Big Brother teams. I was like, okay, that makes more sense. Then Inside Survivor came out and was like, no. It's previous Amazing Race teams versus Big Brother teams versus Survivor teams. And I was like, okay. Now we're really going down the rabbit hole. And it's like all these sites, it was still like, not like an official news site confirming any of this yet, but, I guess theoretically Inside Survivor is probably the most, incredible of the three.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. Calling Andy Denhart out, being like, Redmond's more reliable. I think the fact that it would be sort of the three major franchises, right? So Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race kind of makes the most sense. Were they able to get enough people from all of those shows? And then also, oh man, we can speculate on how it works. If it is versus, like, do they then compete in a different way? Is it just teams? Oh man, wow. Possibilities are endless.
Yes. So that's the Amazing Race update. There's a Twitter update because there's a little bit of Twitter beef happening on the Big Brother Canada Twitter. Hamza tweeted out, fans need to put themselves in contestants' shoes by calling us salty and bitter. I bet you get mad if you lose $20, let alone $100,000. Why should I pretend to be happy? Hashtag BBCan6, hashtag facts. Okay, that's fine, Hamza. But then Emmett took offense to this comment, this tweet. Emmett says, you didn't lose it. It was never yours to begin with. You didn't even crack jury. If anything, you should just be happy to have been a part of this cool experience. Boom.
but did he tweet hashtag facts? Because if you, I'm pretty sure legally on Twitter, if you don't tweet hashtag facts, it's not a fact. But then my favorite part is, right, so then Global like has retweets this, or like has a collage image of these two tweets. And then it's just a picture of Karen like sipping tea.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. So they're like getting in on the drama, which I love. Wow. This is a really great update. We're like stretching it, if possible.
We got all the info.
Let's see. What other like random stuff can I pull? Oh, well, so according to Reddit, the schedule for the remainder of the season, I don't know how valid this is, but its feeds will end today. And the Final Four eviction taping is today. So I don't know if you heard that, but that's what I read.
I mean, that makes sense to me. You know, we're going to have a veto winner. The awards have already been taped. So it would not surprise. I'm expecting the feeds to end today, and then we'll have one final live feed update tomorrow. And then we're going to get into going over the final people's final players games. I gotta say, not a lot of live feed updaters chomping at the bit to recap Will or Derek's game. So we might end up just doing what we assume to be the final three.
Ouch. Who doesn't want to talk about Will? I think if I were going to do the Will update, I would just play the clip of his son saying everybody's a copyist except daddy, which is hilarious to me.
Yeah. Well, Puya says in the chat, Puya is very much willing to do either one, which is great. Because Puya is a champ. Puya is up for anything. Nobody else, though, is willing to take either Will. Because I was like, okay, I know Puya doesn't like Derek. I'll give Puya Will. Then I'll give somebody else who like really doesn't want to do Will, I'll give them Derek. But nah, no biters. No.
Have Puya do both.
Yeah. Puya can do. I just feel like that's cruel and unusual.
I don't know. I think you should do it.
All right, so we'll be doing that. We'll be going over the games of the final 3/4, depending on what we end up doing there, on the final 3 to 4 days of the season when there are no feeds to update. We will still be here at 10 a.m. Eastern. It'll be wonderful. So that will be happening. Also, and I think one more thing to note is Maddie's exit interviews. I spoke with Maddie yesterday. I had a great conversation with her. She was very kind. She's a listener of the podcast, and you know, I mentioned this at the end of the exit interview. I always feel rude. You know, she's like, "Oh, this is so exciting for me." I'm like, "Thank you." So anyway, here's my questions, because I'm not allowed to respond, and I take that very seriously. I don't want to influence in any way. But it was interesting. She said that the thing that was most interesting to me was that she said when I had her rank the remaining house guests in order of who she would most likely vote for to who she would least likely vote for, she very much surprised me by saying Derek was number one, Kayla was number two, Paris was number three, and Will was number four. This sparked some controversy. There was like, oh, is she telling the truth here? Because other interviews make it sound like something else. And Christina on Twitter like floated out a theory like, oh, she's just saying this to impress Taryn. She doesn't really mean it. She just couldn't bring herself to say she would vote for Paris in front of Taryn. This is lots of people don't know. Is she telling the truth here? Is she genuinely thinking that she might vote for Kayla over Paris or Matt or Will? What do you think, Liana?
Oh man. Well, it really depends if Stockholm syndrome is still set in for her, or the abusive relationship dynamic, but it seems like that's wearing off. I think also she's going to have an opportunity to be in the house, in the jury house. And so, you know, I think that Maddie is somebody who can be influenced by other people. Johnny, for example, you know, we've talked about him being a really big influence in the jury White House. And so if he's able to, you know, really solidify, yes, Derek and Kayla, Kayla maybe might, you know, be, he might be able to convince her to vote for Maddie to vote for Kayla over Derek. So, I mean, I have to believe that she's telling the truth. Although, you know, maybe she is just trying to impress the robot. That could be the case. But I mean, I have to believe that Maddie, as a fan of this game, I would like to think that she would recognize the game that Derek and Kayla have played and would reward them over Paris.
I agree. And I think that, you know, the way that people operate when they're in the jury house, often, especially the way that Maddie had been talking, is like, there's no, she wouldn't be trying to impress somebody by saying that she wouldn't vote for somebody. She would think that the way to impress somebody is by saying, no, I would vote for Paris because she's actually played the better game. I see Cleo on Twitter just now. It would be interesting to know what order the interviews were in, because there seemed like there may have been a shift in tone over the course of the interviews. Maybe she had more time to think about things. I believe I had one of the later interviews. So take that for what you, for what it is, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. The Stockholm syndrome wore off during your interviews.
Yeah.
Or maybe other people weren't as robotic as you, Taryn. Never know.
Yeah. Yeah. There was one from ET Canada. I believe that was before mine. You know, who knows, but, I do believe mine is one of the later ones just based on when they were released. So that's interesting to know. Also from the BB Daily interview, what else I thought was interesting was that she says that if Derek takes Kayla to the end, she would vote for Kayla, because she's convinced, and one of the reasons why she wants to vote for Derek is that she's convinced that Derek is willing to cut Kayla and Kayla's not willing to cut Derek. And so it's very John and Netta-esque in that whoever takes the other person is not going to get her vote. So we know that Derek plans on taking Kayla. So if Derek wins the final three HOH and takes Kayla, he does not get Maddie's vote. Maddie goes to Kayla in that instance. And the same thing is reversed. If Kayla ends up taking Derek, then obviously Derek gets Maddie's vote. And that makes me wonder, because she essentially said that she's going to go to the jury house and she's going to have her own, you know, views on things and try to talk to the jury about how, you know, I've been in the house a little bit longer. I feel like maybe I have some decent ideas here. And so I think is going to go into the jury house praising Derek and saying, look, hey, Derek is playing a better game than Kayla, and here's why. And Kayla's not willing to cut Derek, but Derek is willing to cut Kayla. And they don't know any different in the jury house. They know that Kayla has been pretending that she's willing to cut Derek, but they're probably all thinking that's not true. They don't know that Kayla has been talking about, like, oh, I need to cut Derek. And they have no way to confirm that she's willing to, especially if now that Paris is in the final three, if it comes down to it and Kayla ends up taking Derek because she feels like she has a better shot against him than Paris, they have no idea that she was willing to cut Derek. And if she says that she was, then it's going to fall flat onto a very last second, questioning jury. And they may end up thinking like Derek was the person willing to take her. And even if Derek says, I wasn't going to cut her, they'd probably look at Derek like, oh, you, that's exactly what the other Derek said about Cody. I feel like that's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because sort of the strength of Derek and Kayla's game in the eyes of the jury members is almost predicated on this. Oh, but you're going to cut your showmance at the end, right? Like, it's not a true relationship. You were just using each other to get further in the game. And so then in order to win, obviously, you're going to cut the other person. But if that's not the case, it's really interesting because it might end up the person who wins, like let's say Derek wins and takes Kayla, hurts Derek. If Kayla wins and takes Derek, hurts Kayla, which is actually pretty funny, like considering the fact that the other person, they were going to take each other, you know, almost regardless, right? If that truly is the case. And so if you win, that actually ends up hurting you. I mean, I think it's interesting to think about how the jury is going to receive Maddie's comments and her feedback. If they are going to give it more weight, because like you said, she's been in the house longer, they're going to think, oh, you know more, you know, you have this extra information. We really should listen to what you, you know, what you believe and what you have to say. Or is the jury members, are they going to sort of stick fast to, you know, their own guns, be like, oh, Maddie, whatever, you cried most of the time, so we're not going to, you know, believe what you have to say. I really wish if we could like switch to jury feeds, obviously, every year. That would be so much fun to see what's up there. But yeah, I mean, it is going to be really interesting to see how it shakes out, because I was sort of going over, you know, who I thought would vote for who. And I think that there are a few votes that are in flux depending on, you know, what we're talking about, who wins and who takes who. So I think it's actually not as cut and dry as maybe I would have liked to have thought. And it's going to be really interesting to see how this whole thing shakes out.
Yeah. And I genuinely worry that, like, you know, I think that Maddie's going to go to the jury house. I think she's going to say, you know, guys, you guys are underrating Derek. He's playing a much better game. And you know, here's why. And Kayla, she says that she's going to cut Derek at final three, but I think that's too late. I think that she should have cut him at final five. And is she even willing to cut him at final three? She says she is, but I think she cares too much about him. I think she has feelings, and I think she's not going to be able to when it comes down to it. And so what, well, I think will be a strategic decision on Kayla's part to keep Derek instead of taking Paris, because she thinks that she can't beat Paris. Mm-hmm. I think it might come off as like, look, I was proven right. And I think it would shock a lot of the other juror members if she ends up taking Derek to the end, because they, I think, would assume that she was planning on cutting him. So I think it's just something that we have to look out for.
I mean, I think it's a possibility, but I think that Maddie is just not going to have a lot of influence over the other jurors in the house.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying they're going to shut this down. They're going to be like, no way. You're dumb.
Yeah, but then you think like when it actually happens, they'd be like, oh my God, Maddie was right all along. Like, now let's give her all the credit.
I think they're going to be arguing. I think Maddie's going to be arguing
with the clip. I need him. Look,
I think Maddie is going to be arguing. Kayla is not going to be willing to cut Derek at final three. And they're going to be saying, no, that's dumb. You're wrong. Stop it. Kayla's cutthroat. She's absolutely going to cut Derek. And then if Kayla wins and takes Derek, they're going to be like, oh, no crap. Where's Brent to play the clip that we were wrong? it doesn't mean that Maddie's going to be influential, but it is going to mean that, like, I think it's going to surprise those jurors, and I think it's going to put them in a state of uncertainty. And Kayla is going to have to explain why she took Derek successfully to them, because I think that may cause their votes to go up in the air a little bit, in the same way that it was in Big Brother Canada 2, when, you know, Arlie and them were just like, yeah, basically, if you had taken her, then we would have voted for her. And if she had taken you, then we would have voted for you. Mm-hmm. And whoever cut the other person was the person we were going to vote for. There's definitely a chance that that will be a significant element in the jury vote.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. I just don't think that Maddie has a lot of influence over how that.
I didn't say that Maddie had the influence. This is happening to me all the time lately. I say one thing and then it's like, oh, well, Maddie is going to convince everyone. I didn't even come close to saying that.
Yeah, so, but it's funnier to believe that you did.
I guess so. I don't know. People often aren't laughing, though. They're often they've got their pitchforks out. So that's, you know, that's where Maddie is in going into the jury house. She plans on voting for whoever cuts the other person or whoever doesn't take the other person. She said that Derek has been using Kayla as a shield, that Kayla has not credited other people enough in the game, and something along those lines. But ultimately, she's had more influence in the game than Paris. Although she does respect Paris's game, she thinks it's underrated. That's one of the things that people were concerned about, is that Maddie said, I believe in the ET Canada exit interview, that that she would be campaigning for Paris in the jury house. But that didn't mean that she would ultimately end up voting for her. I think that. Mm-hmm. Again, and this happened before my interview with her, I believe, but I think that what she meant in that statement was that that she would end up advocating for Paris's game because people didn't respect it as much as she did, but not necessarily to the point that she'd be voting for Paris or that she'd be convincing other people to vote for Paris over Derek or Kayla. Just that, like, no, guys, Paris did a good job, and she wants people to respect Paris's game some more. And I do think that she wants to vote for Paris. Like, that's what she wants to do. But she feels like she can't justify it yet. And that's another thing that we need to pay attention to is that, one of the things she said was like, oh, but if Paris like wins the final four HOH or like, you know, wins her way down to the end, then that would be pretty impressive. And maybe I'd start to reconsider those rankings. You know, if Paris does make it there because she won some stuff, then that's another thing we have to consider. So I think it's all very much up in the air, but, you know, plenty to speculate on as we watch, four people sleep.
Yeah, I was going to say the fact that we've been able to make this live feed update last so long, I think that just goes to show how much really is up in the air, that we don't know, that it's not as clear cut as we thought it was going to be, which is exciting. I mean, and I think also just trying to, you know, to think about how the jurors are going to influence each other, how these final competitions are going to influence the jurors, and especially when, you know, they you know, are making that decision when they find out who gets cut, you know, you have sort of that just immediate emotional reaction, which could ultimately change sort of your logical thought processes that you had been planning on doing before. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's really exciting and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I'm just picturing like, what if Kayla decides, because I think she has, I need to take Derek because I can't risk going up against Paris. And she feels like she might lose to Derek. And that's why she makes that decision. She's like, I might lose to both of them. I'd rather lose to Derek. And that's how she explains the decision. She's like, I care about Derek and I would rather lose to him than lose to Paris. And that's why I took him. I'm scared about that. I'm just doomsaying. I'm trying to give you the worst case scenario here. So that you're prepared in case it happens. I mean, hopefully I think there's definitely a way that she can be like, look, I wanted to take freaking Will, but, you know, Paris had to go and win that final four HOH and ruin those odds. So, I had to make the decision. Do I take out Derek at final four or do I keep him to final three and hope that I can beat him? And I had to make that decision and, I hopefully made the right one, guys, but I was willing to cut him. I was planning on cutting him. I wanted to take Will to the end. And meanwhile, Derek would be like in tears, like, what? I'm never going to talk to you again. You know, and then Kayla wins unanimously and we all cheer.
That was a pretty good Derek impression. I liked it.
You're welcome.
Especially with the, I don't know what this was. I think it is going to be really interesting to see their final speeches, right? Because I think what Kayla perceives to be the correct approach to her final speech is absolutely the incorrect approach. And so I do worry for her ability to articulate her gameplay, her decision making. And I think there's this discrepancy between what she believes to be strong moves and what the jury will respect versus what the jury actually respects. And I don't think that Kayla is able to sort of tap into that. I mean, clearly she hasn't had the best jury management. There are people who are mad at her. They respect her gameplay, but they find her, you know, abrasive and rude. And I think that sort of those two things together aren't in her favor if she does make the final two going into those speeches.
Yeah. So just have to wait and see, like many things on Big Brother. And we'll also have to wait and see who won the veto, because the feeds have not come back and they don't look like they will be coming back anytime soon necessarily. So we'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on who won the veto and who they plan on taking out of the game. Puya in the chat saying 47 minutes ago on Instagram, BB Can posted a video with the caption, "Should Kayla cut Derek? Did she win the veto then?" I'm going to guess no. I'm going to guess that was not. that's been a question that's come up on the episodes, right? Like, should Kayla cut Derek? I don't think it's necessarily specific to the veto. But it wouldn't surprise me if they spoiled something that wasn't on the feeds.
Yeah, that's very Survivor-esque of them. Well, didn't you have a dream Didn't you tweet about your dream?
I did. Kayla won. I have a dream that Kayla won the veto. So, until we find out anything better, I think that we should just assume that Kayla has won the veto. Kayla plans on cutting Will. We have our final three. It's Kayla, Derek, and Paris.
Nice. I had a dream that I was
in to play.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh my gosh. That's perfect. Just give him more bait. Well, I had a dream that I was at a Renaissance fair with the football player Clay Matthews. So I'm going to say that Clay Matthews won veto, because that fits with my dream. So my final three is Clay Matthews out of nowhere and Paris and Kayla. How about so?
There you go. Do robots dream?
Well, it's the new program that you're running, right?
Well, it's kind of like Doctor Strange. Like, I just like calculate possibilities in the future over and over in my dream. So the one that came up the most was Kayla winning. So,
well, the dream was in binary though, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. So we'll be back tomorrow to update you. Probably the final update of Big Brother Canada 6. I hope you guys enjoy it, because it's been fun.
Yeah. It's been a really great season. I mean, the last, like, hopefully update. So whoever gets to update on the veto, I'm jealous, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. Let me live process right here. I'm going to go and I'm going to message somebody and ask them to be on tomorrow.
Wow, this is
the update.
Some behind the scenes footage. This is the Rehapisodes version, but for Big Brother updates. Wow, look at if you're for those who are just listening to the audio version only, Taryn is currently typing on his computer. He's probably messaging someone on Twitter asking if they would like to do the live feed update tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes.
The feeds got wonky. I'm like, oh, are they gonna come back? Are they, should I stall? Not sure.
And now we'll be counting to a million. One, two, three.
Yeah. Of course, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning, and then we'll have the game recaps. Rob will be live Monday night after the episode. He'll be able to talk all about the awards. That'll be fun.
Oh boy! Yes, yeah. So much fun.
And then Thursday night after the finale, we will be live to recap what went down and how X crazy thing happened. So tune in for that. And of course, make sure you check out the Taryn Show with Peely. I had a great time talking with Peely. She is wonderful. Kevin made a discreet cameo. She talked about her relationship with Kevin. She talked about her Mexican origins. Fun stuff there. And then check me out on Twitch. I'm having fun on Twitch.
Yeah. What are you streaming now?
God of War. But, you know, it's I'll change it up eventually. We'll do some like Secret Hitler. We'll do some other kinds of games. Maybe I'll just like talk, answer questions. That's the thing that's what I'm mostly doing on there anyway. So,
you could be doing this. I'm excited for your Twitch stream of Taryn Counts to a Million. I'm really looking forward to it.
Exactly.
Or it could be like Taryn's Dream Hour, where you talk about your dreams.
Yeah.
I like this idea.
It's great. it's the Taryn Show on Twitch. All right. Thank you everyone for joining us. I apologize. We did our best to wait it out, but it does not look like we're going to be getting the veto results. So tune in tomorrow morning. Thank you for joining us. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm @ArmstrongTaryn. Leon is @LeonaBoris. And we will see you next time.